Hey everyone, and welcome to the Nexus episode 3. It's DJ Tyrant as always, but with me is Taylor Moon.
Oh, it's Heather.
We'll go with Heather.
Yeah.
She'll be helping me with the coverage at BlizzCon. And if you're wanting to catch up on past episodes, anchor.fm/the-nexus is where you can find all the old episodes. And you can find it on all the major podcast platforms, Spotify, iTunes, all that good stuff. And one more announcement before we jump into BlizzCon stuff is I've been heavily talking about this on Twitter and
not
stuff.
Your hair.
But Calm Before the Storm, 10 p.m. Thursday at the Hilton is my meet and greet. Come by, hang out, say hi, and do some trick or treating.
Yeah.
There's candy. There'll be candy.
Good candy.
And make sure to come show me your costume. I'd love to see it. But yeah, that is basically the housekeeping news, and we'll jump right into all the goodies that I'm sure everyone is waiting for. BlizzCon predictions, BlizzCon 2019. Those of you watching on the stream, that is a live countdown to BlizzCon starting in 3 days, 15 hours, 57 minutes, and 50 seconds for opening ceremonies.
Oh, man.
So I think I said to opening ceremonies. I can't remember
so.
What. Well, anyways, it's close. It's this
three
week.
3 days away, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll be coming down Thursday, and
yes.
I'm coming down Tuesday night.
That's the goal.
We'll talk a little bit about all of the non-official BlizzCon events, because there's a ton of stuff to do there, as well as our tips and tricks, because we've been to quite a few BlizzCons together
one.
And separately.
You've been to all of them.
I've been blessed to have been to every single one.
Yeah.
And you've only missed two.
Two.
The first
one
in
and
one 2011, I want to say. The one you were mad about missing because you didn't get the Tyrael statue.
Yeah, where is that?
It's sitting over there.
Yeah, I wish I had one. I could buy a Chinese knockoff one.
That's true. But yeah, and you missed Foo Fighters, which was probably the best concert that we've ever had.
That was a good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it. I'm terrible.
Yeah, but to start things off, I think BlizzCon predictions, even disregarding any supposed leaks, I think Diablo 4 is a pretty obvious one.
That's a duh.
That's a
I said that last year.
That's almost a freebie. Like, nice. That's like a 95% freebie.
I'll go with the 95%.
I'll give you the 100% freebie, though.
What?
A new WoW expansion.
Maybe.
It's been 2 years.
Maybe. I don't know. They might change the schedule.
Every 2 years.
This might be
they
the
do
one
WoW
year.
Expansion every 2 years.
No, that's scary. I'm excited for that one.
No, if you want to get into looking into the history of it, every 2 years there's a WoW expansion announced.
That's correct. Yes, and it's been 2 years.
On the dot.
Has it really been 2 years?
It's been 2 years.
No, wait, hold on. 2 years of when it's released?
2 years of when it's announced.
Really?
So BFA was announced in 2017, along with WoW Classic.
Okay.
And 2018, the only thing that was really announced was Warcraft 3 Reforged and Diablo Immortal.
You're right.
There
Does
was no
like
real.
It?
The only Warcraft thing we got was the cinematic with Anduin and.
He's crying.
in the stockades.
Oh, the Saurfang.
With Saurfang.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, that was.
I feel like
one.
A lot of people forgot about that cinematic. In the shuffle of everything that's kind of happened lore-wise.
Crying Anduin, it just like takes the cake on Anduin, remember?
That's for sure.
He was really pretty.
But that was 2017, and that was super awesome.
It's been that long.
Was the one where you sat in the Darkmoon Fair, and I sat with a friend of mine and a group of other podcasters. In the Overwatch arena.
Oh,
that's
you
where
did?
We watched that.
Yes.
So
yeah,
that was really
out.
Cool.
That was so fun. I was all by myself there.
I'm happy that they kind of started doing that.
Simulcasting?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that was the year they started doing that. It was 2017.
I think they did it before, but the Darkmoon Fair was a new edition. And
yeah,
that's
true.
Empty, so.
But I mean, as far as making announcements on different stages.
I think so.
Yeah.
At least the closing ceremonies were at least simulcasted. I don't know about the opening.
Yeah.
But it's nice to spread out, especially when you don't want to rush.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not fun for me.
Yeah.
I don't want to see people fall and get trampled.
So. Oh, yeah, for sure. But I mean, the fun thing is that there's, if you've looked at the schedule yet, if you haven't, why not? But there's six spots for stuff that's going to be announced.
That's
I mean, that means potentially six new things. I would say more towards about four new projects being announced.
Because there's always going to be like an art panel of one of those or two of those.
Yeah, or something. Or like a deep dive into something. Because like they always have a WoW. They always have like two WoW panels for an expansion.
It's going to be so good.
But yeah, D4 WoW expansion. Something Overwatch related. Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
Something more single player focused or
will they go
more
over,
co-op
like, any of
focused.
The Overwatch League stuff?
Or
is that's fully separate?
It's pretty separate.
Yeah.
But there is actually an Overwatch panel, which I was going to discuss about in my kind of daily breakdown of panels that are stuff
typing,
to look out for.
You were typing quick.
So. I always type in a lot of stuff before we went live. But the fourth one's kind of a big question mark. I feel like the three Diablo. Overwatch
WoW.
And WoW are pretty, like, at least 90% or higher that I'm, like, I'm sure
on. StarCraft Ghost? No, I'm teasing.
No.
I'm teasing.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know. Like, I want more hero stuff, but then that's kind of put on the back burner. And
they got their announcement.
They did.
A week before.
They did. They got last week.
Yeah, we got the Deathwing announcement.
That was pretty cool. And I like that it gave it more attention that it might not gone on its own.
Yeah.
So that was appreciated because it's such a fun game. Mm-hmm. Like, we're watching the Tespa thing earlier today, and that was kind of cool
to
see it's still thriving.
Still thriving a little, as much as it can.
As much as it can. Let's see. So, are we still doing predictions?
Yeah, predictions. Is that fourth question mark? We've all been talking about we've been talking about mobile games and stuff that the incubator team is
Immortal,
doing.
Immortal, I want to see. I want to play it. I want to download it.
That's not going to be an announcement, though.
Then
that's already been announced.
The only
last
other mobile
year.
Game I want is like a Pokemon Go version game. Like if Hogwarts
set
can
in
do
Warcraft.
It, yeah, well, yeah, Blizzard and it could be the Nexus for all I care.
Okay.
But like, I want Pokemon Go with Blizzard stuff because it'd be super fun. If Hogwarts can do it, why can't we?
Okay. I think other thing that they could possibly do, which I kind of don't want them to do, is get in on the auto chess genre that's kind of exploded. Dota Underlords and League of Legends Teamfight Tactics.
Is that the one that you've been playing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where it's like basically like chess. You draft the heroes, put them out on the field, and then they play themselves. You can't control them once you've set the pieces out.
Okay.
And they could do that in Heroes World.
But
they
is
have
it chess,
the characters
or is
there.
It's its own special game.
It's its own special game.
Okay. I want mobile.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
that
would be a mobile game as well.
But, like, I want to lay in my bed and just, like, play games.
Yeah,
oh, is
for
it
sure.
mobile, too?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Then, okay,
Dota
sure.
Lords is mobile, and TFT's either going to be or is mobile already.
Sure.
Yeah. the only problem I have with that is I feel like they're a little late to that train. But I guess they kind of were with Heroes.
Late.
I mean, Blizzard's the one company, though, that I feel like they can be late to a trend like that. Mm-hmm. And do something new and innovative with it.
They did with their Heroes.
They did with Heroes. But how
really
well did
good.
That go,
it was
unfortunately?
Really good.
Oh.
But then, like, Overwatch is a conundrum of that its own, right?
Yeah.
It was copying Team Fortress?
It was
similar
kind of
to?
Similar. Yeah, a team based shooter game.
And now it's doing fairly well.
Yeah,
like my
no, it's still doing really well.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think the other thing that kind of points to Overwatch 2 being a thing. Is that original Overwatch or vanilla Overwatch, or whatever you want to call the current iteration as of today of Overwatch? It's been pretty stagnant as far as development. There hasn't been a new map in a while. The last hero was Sigma, which was like
the barefoot guy?
3-4 months ago.
So
yeah,
he's barefoot guy. Yeah.
Yeah, like 5 months ago maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
so we'll see.
I bought it for my Switch. I played it maybe 6 times. And I've seen the mini games, like those are cool, but it's like 2 to 3 years now. Each season, it's like, okay, let's play Lucio Ball. Let's do Junkernauts. No,
Junkertown, or
no,
Junkenstein's Revenge.
There,
yeah,
that
that's
one.
What we're thinking of.
And I'm like, okay, that's cool. I played that like 2 years ago. And
yeah,
I'd like to have.
Yeah,
more.
Junkenstein's Revenge is the same thing still.
Exactly.
It's fun, but you played it a couple times. Yeah,
I want more.
The story.
I've had to watch videos of the voice lines of the characters to get more story,
mm-hmm.
which is outside of Blizzard's little storytelling window.
Yeah, I mean, you really have to kind of dig in there
yeah.
to get the story.
And there's dialogue. It was the same problem I had at the Nexus on Heroes of the Storm, where it was there's dialogue among the characters that's really funny and really awesome, but I can't hear it when I'm playing the game.
Yeah, that's the thing I do like about Heroes, though, is there's definitely interactions I still haven't heard to this day.
Yes.
We're all loaded into the game, and someone will quirk something to another hero, and I'm like, I have never heard that, and that is awesome.
Exactly, and I want more of that. Yeah.
But yeah.
Let's see. What's the next on the list?
Next on the list is our BlizzCon tips and tricks. And I think the first thing for, especially for new people who maybe this is their first convention or first time at BlizzCon, what is something people tend to forget, especially for BlizzCon, I think?
Breathing.
Breathing?
No, not hyperventilating. No, I think the pressure. Try not to be overwhelmed because the schedule list isn't that huge, but when you get there, you're going to get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
There's so much space and things to do, and you're going to miss something. So trying to not be freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like a mental stability or suggestion.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. I know the first couple of years, I kind of tried to do everything I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And at the end, you see there's only a couple hours left. You're like, oh, I haven't done everything I want to do. And you kind of
get cranky.
I don't know. I've had a little. Honestly, I've had like basically breakdowns because I'm like, I get to do what I wanted.
Yeah, you do.
But now with the iteration of the
virtual ticket.
Yeah. Everyone gets virtual ticket. I don't feel bad missing any panels anymore.
Well, even last year we were in line for like a signing. And we were watching a panel while in line. Mm-hmm. The voice actor panel.
Yeah,
we were watching the voice actor panel in line, which was outside the hallway, since we couldn't be in the voice actor panel because we were waiting in line to get their signatures, which is another issue, but that's another thing altogether.
Yeah.
The virtual ticket is the best thing on the planet. It makes like BlizzCon last like a whole week or two longer just watching everything.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And I think a thing from, I think they've recently added it the past year or two, you can't bring outside food in. Unfortunately, an empty bottle of water.
Yeah.
So if you have something like a hydro flask, definitely bring that. Empty it out and then bring it in and fill it up. There's definitely, there's plenty of water.
Oh,
water stations.
There's a lot of water fountains.
Yeah, just don't slip and fall.
Don't slip and fall, unless it's in front of somebody.
Well, let's talk about that. That's a fun little anecdote. I actually really like that. Was that the first BlizzCon we went to, or was that like the second?
I think it was the second.
It was what 2009?
I don't pay attention to years.
I don't know. But it was pretty early on.
So, yeah, like, I was going to refill my water bottle, and in the convention center, it's all cement flooring, and at the fountain, I guess there was some water that had spilled, and I was wearing Crocs because they're super comfy shoes, and you should wear super comfy shoes. And I guess I slipped on a puddle of water right at the fountain, and luckily I was wearing a watch at the time because I full-on hit my watch on the fountain and lost balance, fell forward, completely ate it, and was on the floor, like literally just like frozen, trying not to cry because it hurts. And then you're like behind me, like, are you okay? Are you okay? And I'm just like trying to compose myself.
My
hair down.
My arms were full with like carrying our bags or something, so I couldn't help her. But a certain someone came by and helped you out.
There was this woman came rushing over, and this tall guy behind her was like, oh man, are you okay? What's wrong? And I'm like, you're holding it together. You're asking if I'm okay. I kind of nod, I'm okay. And we stand up, and he's like, oh, hey, do you need a place to sit down? We're like, are you okay? Do you need water? And I'm like, I don't need water. And I'm still trying to hold it together. And we got escorted up to a press room.
It was VIP room.
The VIP room. Yeah. It was up in like the hidden, in the between the halls, and where you see those windows of people where they can sit in there. We were escorted up there by, who was it?
Jay Allen Brack, who saw me fall.
Who's
now the CEO of Blizzard Entertainment.
So he's my hero. He saw me completely eat it at the water fountain, and he had his person basically rush
Lindsay
us up.
And PR. Yeah, I remember.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Lindsay? Okay, no, rush us up to the whole place, and then she's like giving us granola bars and water, and I'm trying to still not cry because it still hurt.
I think they gave us a signed art book too or something.
Yes, you have it here.
Yeah, it's somewhere.
Yeah, we actually got a signed art book goodie bag with stickers and everything.
Please don't sue us.
because I was laying on the floor like in pain.
Yeah.
It's not
you were
luck.
Fine though.
No, I had bruises. I broke my watch. I had a bruise on my hip. Ankle was bruised. Yeah, it sucked. But I got to meet Jalen Brack, which was kind of nice.
That was kind of funny. And I think for a couple of years, every time we saw him, we asked him,
like,
you remember when you saved my girlfriend? Oh, exactly. Oh my gosh.
He was super nice then, and so I'm a fan of him for that surprise rush away.
For sure. Yeah.
It was nice too. But yeah, refilling the water bottle was our story. Always refill it. Because, and they'll have you pour out water too, so definitely have the idea that you're going to dump it and then mm-hmm. drink it later on. What else?
Listen to your body. Take breaks when you need to. It's a long convention day.
Drink more water than you think you'd want to mm-hmm. because it is going to be hot. It might be dry. Who knows? Let's hope there's no fires nearby to have ash or anything. I think
we'll be fine.
Yeah, I know. Let's see. So water, food. Oh, yeah. You can't bring snacks, which makes me sad because I love to bring, like, snacks or granola bars in my bag. They'll have you throw them away. Mm-hmm. If you have, like, a dietary issue or health issue, you might be able to get away with something, like a granola bar or two, and tell them, hey, I'm a diabetic or I have health issues or blood sugar issues. But don't bring bags of chips.
Yeah.
Don't bring breakfast.
Sealed water bottles are permitted as well.
Yeah. But let's see. So that was the food. And there is good food inside. Like, one of our favorites is the ice cream.
Yeah, actually, that is good. Because we did that. I think we did that for the first time last year.
Three times. We got multiple times. We're like, oh, there's ice cream. Let's go get ice cream.
And it was just a nice little pick-me-up.
Yeah. And there's rainbow flavored. So that's always a win.
Rainbow flavor is pretty good.
It's the best. Yeah. Or apple. Apple was really good.
Apple was good, too. So, yeah, there's just a little kiosk inside. And similar to last year, I'm thinking they will have the food trucks again.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's food trucks inside the convention center towards the back where the bathrooms are. And then there's food trucks in the main hub, I guess, in front of the fountain. So there's tons of food trucks there. Try to go when it's not a lunchtime hour because it will be packed. It will be busy.
Yeah.
If you can have someone run and save your spot in mm-hmm. line, do it.
Oh, are you talking about there's food trucks on the other side as well, over by the new area?
By
the Dark Moon Fair, yeah.
Yeah, there's food.
So there's food trucks over there. We've eaten there. Food.
We eat food over there.
Food. Words are difficult. Yeah, Adam, the food trunks definitely make super bank.
We had really good, like, mac and cheese with, like, mm-hmm. pulled pork. Like, the food is actually pretty awesome. But then during rush hour, I always
avoid it. Oh, and I don't know if they're going to be there. They've been there a couple years. But if the Okamoto food truck is there, I definitely recommend it.
Is that the anime one?
It's a Japanese-style cuisine. Yeah, it's the anime-style one.
Yeah, you like that one.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Don't they have, like, a membership rewards Twitter thing or something?
Yeah, they have some
get sticker.
Thing. Yeah. But anyways, more on our
and then the
tips.
Food court in the Hilton.
Yeah, food court in the Hilton's actually pretty good. It can get really long lines, but they do move relatively quick.
My hair is red.
I recommend Baja Fresh. I will fix that.
Yeah.
Folks listening have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the green screen is spazzing out. The food court's really good. They have, like, a pizza place there. They have a hot dog sandwich place, if it's still there.
Yeah, that pizza, really burgers.
Mexican.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's a sandwich place, kind of like a build-your-own sandwich.
Yeah, style, that was,
like,
good. Subway, I got hot dogs there.
Subway style-ish. Mm-hmm.
And then the Starbucks, if you're willing to wait.
Yeah, as far as food, like, if you're willing to travel outside of the convention
area.
Downtown Disney is really good. I highly recommend Earl of Sandwich. If you're looking for something cheap and quick, they are very fast, and they're probably the cheapest thing that isn't, like, just fast food.
Yeah, in that area. Yeah. I would almost Uber, though, or have someone drop you off or something. It's a
long
walk.
I would consider Ubering. It's a decent walk.
And it's not as if you walk straight there through buildings and walls, it's really short, but you have to walk around certain structures.
Yeah, you have to walk around quite a bit.
Security checkpoints. It's a lot of work just to get to that one spot.
Yeah. And I know a lot of people like to do this for breakfast, either the IHOPs or Denny's
mm-hmm.
on Catella or Harbor.
Yes.
Those are good. They're pretty well
busy.
Understanding of how busy they are mm-hmm. and are pretty efficient getting people in and out. It might look like a really crazy line. It's about 30 minutes usually in the mornings.
They're a little bit more pricier than your normal IHOP. Like, I know my brother noticed that.
Yeah. Be prepared for a little bit higher prices.
Let's see. And those you can walk to. Also having the CVS and the Rite Aid right there. And the
yes, 7-11, I keep forgetting about but that's been a lifesaver.
At Catella and Harbor, right?
Yeah.
Catella and Harbor,
there's a CVS there. There's a Walgreens there, which we haven't been to yet. But there's that new Walgreens.
Walgreens.
And, like your 7-Eleven's over there. I would recommend going to CVS instead of 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Just because
The CBS is a little, not the CBS, the 7-Eleven is a little sketch. Cringy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little cringy.
Unfortunately. But yeah, there's like a like hole in the wall Mexican place across the way from there too.
Have you been there?
I don't think so. We've walked over there, but there's a Subway over there as well. So yeah, your food options are pretty. Oh wait, we discovered that hidden gem last year. I forget which hotel it was, but there's a Pizza Hut.
Oh, it's not the Sheridan. It's the one with the coffee bean. Oh gosh, it's
right by it. I think
it's between the Dark Moon Fair and the CVS. There's a coffee bean on, is it Harbor?
Catella.
And then next door to it, or inside that coffee bean parking lot area, is a Pizza Hut Express. Mm-hmm. And you can eat in the hotel cafeteria lobby.
Yeah,
area.
Like where you get the...
So if you order in advance, if you breakfast. Call ahead, you can get and just sit in there mm-hmm. and eat. And that was nice because it was air conditioned and empty. And that was great.
Yeah, and if you're desperate for your coffee fix, I would definitely recommend making the walk over to Coffee Bean, which is right under the Spring Hill Suites.
Yeah, it's like we have it all in our head. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that Coffee Bean's the best. Yeah. You can order advance on your phone. The Starbucks is...
The Starbucks in Hilton is... I don't think they do.
Okay.
I feel like that would just be asking for a disaster. Well, Starbucks in Hilton, it gets very, very, very busy.
Yeah, and by the time you're waiting in that line at the Hilton, you could just easily walk through the Hilton and get to the Coffee Bean mm-hmm. there. And
even if you're staying at the Hilton, I would say walk over there.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's our food tips. Yeah. There's a lot of options.
You just have to know where to go and be willing to walk for it. But at the same point, too, if you really just want to stay in the convention center,
if you
want to
stay
food,
in the convention center, you
it's
can.
It's okay.
It's decent.
Yeah.
It's better than it's been in years past.
French fries
like.
Are good. The mm-hmm. French fries, I don't think I've ever been disappointed in the French fries.
Yeah.
I think I would just buy the French fries and a soda. I think that was like one meal I had.
There you go.
For like a competition. That's for food, water.
What about shopping? We've had some fun experiences with shopping. And the disclaimer is that Fanatics is running the shop this year, so it might be different than any advice we give away. Supposedly the Blink store opens tomorrow, so on the 28th. So by the time this podcast comes out, if you're not listening live, it should be up.
Yeah.
And those not familiar, the Blink store, basically you get to order it and then you pick it up at the convention.
It is the best. It is.
Yeah. If you're really wanting to pick up stuff, I highly recommend using Blink shopping.
Yes.
Be prepared for the first day or two for it to be pretty buggy though.
Yeah.
This seems to happen
reset
just
it,
every year.
Refresh it, and keep trying like every 5 minutes. my favorite thing with the Blink store was I'm in the Darkman Fair, and I really want to get more badges to trade or whatever. I order on the Blink store, and I literally walk down from Darkman Fair across the convention center, and within that, like, 10 minutes of walking, I can walk right up to the Blink window and get my stuff within, like, 5 minutes. It's my favorite thing. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just going to go shop some more on my phone. And the Blink store line... It looks long, if it ever looks long, but in reality, they're just doing that so there's not a mob of people at each of the windows.
Mm-hmm.
So there were some times where I'm like, oh, the Blink store looks huge. I'm just going to go in the regular line. No, go to the Blink store. If you can definitely order it, do the Blink store.
Yeah, and just keep in mind, there will probably be a lot more stuff available for sale after opening ceremonies.
I want there to be so bad.
Yeah.
I want to see all the things.
Yeah,
there's
everything
like a picture
is good.
Of stuff on their Blizzard gear store, and there's stuff that's not in the store, like the backpack. And
yeah, actually, I was watching his and a Saturday video,
mm-hmm.
and she was talking about that. She's like, oh, there's all this stuff in like their press promo stuff that's like not even available on the gear store yet. And it's really frustrating. It seems like they're constantly adding stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
you were refreshing on the drive to Irvine.
Yeah.
And
true.
You were like, oh, there's more things. And I'm mm-hmm. like, I can't see. I'm driving. Which is a good thing. I'm eager to see what's there. Tips for shopping. I don't know. If you're willing to skip the opening ceremonies, it's a pretty good spot in line.
You're not going to miss the opening ceremonies if you go to the shop either.
If
the
they
thing.
Have TVs up.
They should. It's what they had last year. They've always had it.
Yeah, there was a lot of TVs.
I feel like, yeah. Was 1 year. That I did stand in line in the store and mm-hmm. watched the opening ceremonies.
Yeah, I did that last year with Alex. Yeah, it was okay. I mean, we got to see a lot of things, and it was nice to kind of chat about people in line because you're all staring at the same TV together.
I mean, yeah, that's the other thing about this convention is don't be afraid to kind of chat up your fellow attendees. You're all there because you like Blizzard games. Even though you might not like the same exact Blizzard game, there's still some common ground to talk about there.
My favorite thing was there's this guy in line with me at the store and at the Blink store, and he had the Jaina necklace. And I'm like, okay, this sounds totally weird. Can I totally see your necklace? He's like, yeah, absolutely. He like took it off and I got to feel it. I'm like, okay, this is cool, but not what I was expecting. So like, we were just having that like small like interaction. We chatted for like a good 10 minutes after that.
Yeah, for sure.
So being a little bit of a creeper, I'm like, hey, this is weird, but it is totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Tips are shopping. We did that. Oh, Dark Moon Fair.
You have a lot of opinions on Dark Moon Fair. I know that.
I love and I'm disappointed with the Dark Moon Fair. I love the aesthetics of it. I love how it looks. I love the space where it fills and everything. But it is so much in one small area. And I say small in a ironic way because it's massive. Be prepared to not get what you want. And I say that with a heart and asterisk attached to that. Because I do love to buy things like the pins. I have a love-hate relationship with pins. But that's the only place you can get them, really. And you can do the trading there. The plushies, the adoption center, if they still have it. That was a great place to go get plushies instead of doing the Blizzard store. The signings that they have at the Publisher's Way or Avenue or whatever they want to call it. Look at the schedule when you get there and see what it is. They have physical signs. They don't usually post them on the schedule, which makes me a little miffed. But, you know, it can change last minute. If an author can't show up, then they have to put a sign up on the poster board. I love it and hate it, but be prepared to miss some things. Be prepared to be surprised by some things at the Darkmoon Fair. Let's see. We're looking at the map right now. Toy Capsule Depot, I don't even bother with because it is a madhouse. It's almost like it's like the gambling section. Like you want to gamble with pins or like the depot things?
If you like blind boxes, this is your jam, 100%. God, like you'll love that.
And if you just want one, bring what you have and go see if someone will trade for it.
Yeah.
And just ask. If you think you don't have a good trade, you might get some guy who has like 50 sets of one pin set.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, hey, I have some pins. He's like, just give me like 10 pins. I'll give you a full set. And I'm like, any 10 pins? And he's like, yeah, just full set. And he gave me a full set of what do I wanted. And I was like, you're the best person on the entire planet.
Yeah. If you're wanting to get on the pin game, there's actually something the day before.
What?
That people want to get involved with. I'll talk about it in the...
Okay.
The non-outside BlizzCon event stuff. But there is some other cool kind of stuff that they're doing differently this year.
That's nice.
But I would say for the hardcore like collectors that are looking for something, some of that rare stuff, there's the Time Walkers trading post.
Oh, is that the goodie bag?
I think it's the goodie bag with like really old stuff.
Yeah.
So like if you're like me and you're still looking for that damn spectral tiger...
Aww, that we could have so gotten. Cute. Aww.
That's where. No, it's okay. It's fine.
No, it's not.
We could have
gotten.
I believe that's one of the items that's usually there every year.
Oh, and the capsule.
The time walkers trading post.
Oh, okay.
I think that. I think that was the skipped last year.
Oh yeah, I skip it completely.
Well, I mean, it wasn't there last year. I don't think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's. Yeah. It's like Vegas.
Darkmoon Fair. bring your patience.
Yes.
Bring your negotiating skills and...
And don't be afraid to ask.
Yeah.
Just ask.
Yeah, just ask. The worst people can tell you is no.
Yeah. And a lot of times they'll be like, no, or the best part, and you get like in this hustling phase is, I really want this one May backpack chain. If you can get me that May backpack chain, I'll give you this, I don't know, little cute Cupid Deadly thing. And then you go hunting for the May backpack chain.
Yeah, that's right. You were all into that 2 years ago when they did the backpack as the goodie bag.
Mm-hmm.
The and Mercy. The little backpack holder clip things, whatever you want to call them. But yeah, Darkmoon Fair is pretty interesting. I would definitely say at least walk through it.
It's
check
like
it out.
Swap meet
see
a
what
Blizzard.
It looks like.
And if you have
and
stuff
there are some panels there too.
If you have stuff from previous years too, you can bring those. If you have extra pins
good trade
or whatever,
fodder, yeah.
And you could trade with people and be like, hey, I have this, you know, three of this one thing. And they're like, oh, cool, I'll trade you for that.
Yeah, and that's in North Hall Level 2.
Yeah.
Where it's been the past couple of years. Tips for panels. I just want to talk about, like, how do you prioritize which panels you want to go to, and what really is important to you? I think with the virtual take of the past few years, this is less important.
It's true. But at the same point, I would also say it's also more important to pick what you want. For example, last year they had a lot of the community as panel or booth or spot. And I watched Geek and Sundry's panel and had a complete blast watching it. Scott Johnson did a panel as well, and I absolutely adored that. That was like a highlight of my con, was just watching them do a live filming of it. The voice actor panels, it's more of an experience with the people that you're listening to talk than it is watching slide presentations, because I can watch that on a bigger screen in front of me at home. I don't need to watch that in person at the con, unless you really want to and that's your favorite thing in the world, do it.
Yeah, for sure. I should just look at the schedule. I know when they have these years where they have a lot of question marks on things, it makes it a little hard to came out stuff, but
voice actors,
take a look at the panels and kind of have a rough idea on what you want to do, but be prepared to be flexible.
You'll be tired,
and I think they have it now that most of the panels don't fill up, so you'll find a spot relatively easily.
I don't think any panels are in like rooms, are they?
No,
they're all in the big halls. Mm-hmm. So yeah, just figure out where you'd want to spend your time and if it's worth being there or not.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. Like esports.
Being there is a lot more fun than watching.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about the esports? Because you didn't put that on the list. Because that kind of counts as a panel.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about esports. So there are 4 or 5 different events this year. There's Hearthstone, Grandmasters, the WCS Grand Finals, which, if you haven't watched StarCraft, or it's been a while since you watched StarCraft, this is definitely, like, the year to watch it. I've been watching the round of 16, which they did over in Korea, to whittle it down to 8 players, and all the series have just been phenomenal, top-notch StarCraft. It's, even with the the fact that Zerg is a little powerful, this meta, this patch, it's still a lot of fun, and we might have our, I don't think anyone has ever won back-to-back BlizzCons for StarCraft, and if so, we definitely have a high percentage of that happening this year, with Cyril, the first non-Korean, he won it last year.
Oh, that's exciting.
He could win it again this year. He has not dropped a beat, really, at all. The only one who really, I feel like, given him run for his money is this Italian kid named Rainer. He is super good. He beat Cyril at WCS Summer this year. And the only reason he hasn't been in BlizzCon before is because he just turned 18 this year.
Oh, was he the one you were telling me about last year? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be exciting.
He was 17 last year, so he couldn't participate in WCS.
We're so young.
But yeah, he made it out of his groups.
And we're so old.
Cyril easily made it out of his group, though.
Mm-hmm.
3-0 each series. So he didn't even drop a map. It was like no sweat off his back.
That's good. Well, yeah, he's one of the best.
It was pretty cool. That would be something to check out. That'll actually be in the arena this year.
Was it in the arena last year, too?
It was not. It was in the hall.
Yeah.
Overwatch was in the arena last year.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
And what's interesting is they are going to be swapping out the arena for Saturday for the Overwatch World Cup Finals. Overwatch World Cup on Friday will be in Hall A on the Legendary Stage. Yes. So if you're interested in that, definitely check that out. They're in 2 different venues on 2 different days. So check the schedule. Make sure you know where you're going. But yeah, Overwatch World Cup, Hearthstone, StarCraft, and then the 2 World of Warcraft tournaments will be on the World of Warcraft tournament stage in Hall C. The Mythic Dungeon Invitational, which I know both you and I really enjoy.
I love that one.
And then the PvP World Finals.
Yeah.
So that's 5 esports events.
That's exciting.
So lots of esports stuff. Lots of really great content there.
You know what's interesting is it feels like they literally just switched everything down a row. Because I feel like Warcraft used to be where Legendary was.
Mm-hmm.
Hearthstone was underneath the Darkmoon Fair.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of neat how, like, and I like the idea that Warcraft is closer to the Mythic stage because that's where I'll be.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, and the other thing we didn't talk about which I'm super hype about.
And is, I'm happy for you.
You're happy for me. Is Hall E where we used to have the store in the badge pickup.
Yeah.
They've kicked the badge pickup out of there. They're in a parking lot now. I'm sorry. Sorry, folks, but it's in a parking lot. I hope
they're
hope it's covered for everyone.
Tent with AC or fans.
I really do.
I'm so anxious for that.
Although this would have been a good year to get the portal pass, because you just go up to the Hilton, get that, get your statue, and go to Dark Moon Fair on Thursday night.
That is a perk if you have the funds.
But yeah, but Hall E is, they're dubbing the Blizzard Arcade. They're kind of throwing all their classic games into there.
Mm-hmm.
In years past, they did used to have a small section where there was
next
like
to the auction.
There was art, an auction, and a little Blizzard Arcade with all their kind of Super Nintendo games.
Mm.
But this will have a Blackthorn demo, cinema, which I imagine is just a small area showing cinematics.
Artwork and stuff, yeah.
Diablo demo, Diablo 2 demo, Diablo 3 demo,
mm-hmm.
Heroes of the Storm demo. So if you're itching to play Deathwing, that's where you'll go play it. Jury Raised Bar, which is the StarCraft 2 themed bar.
It's
really cool. I like that. Lost Vikings demo, the Super Nintendo game. Rainer statue will be down there. We'll get there. I have a prediction. I kind of wanted to wait for this. A Rock and Roll Racing demo. Signing stations. The Slaughtered Caffin returns after a 3 or 4 year hiatus.
You're right. And it was really
so I know Diablo fans will be really happy about that.
I wonder why. That'll be so much cool. Diablo stuff for this.
I don't know. StarCraft Remastered demo. If you haven't checked that out, be cool to get your hands on that. StarCraft 2 demo. Streaming station. Warcraft Orcs and Humans demo. Warcraft 2 demo. And Warcraft 3 Reforged demo. So that's a lot of stuff. Hall E is really big.
I just noticed the signing stations are there.
Yeah, signing stations are there, too.
I'm curious if the voice actor signing is going to be there or if it's going to be Publisher's Hall. I don't know.
Yeah. And I realize some people don't realize this, but if you go on your Battle.net account and go to the games that you have, there are some free games in there. There is Blackthorn, Rock and Roll Racing, and Lost Vikings, I believe. Yes. Well, I know there's at least two of the three. I will bring this up really quickly. Vamp for me for a second about the good old... games and subscriptions. So if you go... Or did they take them away? They must have taken them away.
Dun.
Oh, no. Okay, I'm giving wrong information now. I should have tested this beforehand. Looks like it's not there anymore. Download games.
Oh.
If you go to your download games... There are classic games.
Look at that.
So if you attach... if for some reason... this is slightly a tangent. So if you have like a StarCraft or Diablo 2 or Warcraft 3 key, you can actually put them in here and get download copies of those games. But
only
also...
Only for Windows.
Only for... Well, I think you can get Mac versions too.
There is Mac.
There are Mac versions
too. You just downloaded it.
Yeah, it took like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
but there is also Blackthorn, Lost Vikings, and Rock and Roll Racing PC versions of those that you can play. Through an emulator, so that'll be fun. If you've never checked those out, definitely check those out. And the other thing I was thinking,
you were thinking,
that is a possibility of something that might be announced, is like a Blizzard Classics collection for like Switch, PS4, and Xbox One.
Well, yeah, they just
and
then do.
Wouldn't this be the perfect place to put something like that?
And be like, hey, you can try all these games on your Switch at home.
Exactly.
That'd be really nice.
that seems to be the big thing for Switch now, is there's a lot of these...
Retro games.
I mean, there's the one I'm looking... I think it's coming out in the next month or two, of Aladdin and the Lion King.
Oh, yeah, you're cute.
Those are great games.
Those are fun.
Yeah. But like that's a possibility.
That'd be neat. And they have the relationship with Nintendo now, so that's reassuring that they might be able to do that. Because all it is just an agreement. And especially if they're already giving it to their fans already. Yeah, I would pay like $15 for that easily. Yeah,
for sure.
It's that or Steam, so I'd rather give it to Blizzard directly.
Yeah. Let's move on to stuff a little bit outside of BlizzCon. It's not just BlizzCon. There's stuff going on really starting Wednesday night or Wednesday during the day.
Yeah.
It seems like stuff starts getting started earlier and earlier. But one of my favorite events is BrewCon starting at 2:00 on Wednesday, where we just go to a bunch of breweries in Anaheim and hang out. It's literally a pub crawl for BlizzCon people.
There's a lot of places you guys go to, though.
Yeah. It's at least three.
Okay.
I don't know the exact schedule, but we definitely do end up at Bottle Logic at one point or another. That's a fairly famous brewery, craft brewery in the area. And they tend to have a lot of geeky stuff, so I'm sure they'll have something WoW related or Blizzard related there.
The Starbucks places,
yeah.
The One Hotel Marriott,
mm-hmm.
They have like Starbucks or Blizzard themed drinks once in a while for funsies.
Yeah, so I mean that went from 2 p.m. to like 9 or 10 last year. I don't know. It was long.
It was all you.
It was long. We ended up by the brewery across from Angel Stadium. I forget which brewery that is, but it was. We probably had 100, 150 there.
People?
Yeah, it was a lot of people. And if you're wanting to schmooze a little bit with Blizzard people, Blizzard folks tend to show up to this.
Do they? That's exciting. They do,
and it's really fun.
It's like the last hurrah before the stress of the fun.
Yeah, it really is. But that's just one of the things on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
There's this group called Blizz Stuff on Facebook. Go search for them if you're interested in this. They have an annual bonfire at the Huntington Beach Fire Pits from 5 to 10, kind of just to get together and chill before the con.
If you want to go see the beach, like, you know, the beach is kind of
If you're from out of town, want to see the beach, it's definitely an option. And then for those of you who are looking for a little more of a party up-tempo scene, DitchCon is put on the Hilton, right by the convention center from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. There's a live DJ.
DitchCon?
Yeah, DitchCon.
What is this?
It's a party, basically, that someone I know puts on. And they've put it on the past 3-4 years.
Oh, it's Wednesday. Okay, I'm like, yeah, I don't know this. Okay, I'm like, Wednesday. What is this?
Yeah.
Do they have the amazing DJ?
No, they have their own DJ, not the Hilton DJ.
You can actually hear people talk? Yeah.
Well, no.
Oh, okay.
It's in one of the ballrooms.
Oh, okay.
So it's separated.
From the
lobby.
It's
not in the middle of the lobby. Like,
okay.
That's the other thing we didn't talk about. If you're interested in having a conversation with someone, don't go to the Hilton lobby.
Avoid the Hilton completely.
At least after Wednesday night. Wednesday night, the DJ is not usually out there.
Yeah, the Hilton but DJ Thursday. Is notoriously awful.
When did they start that? Like 3-4 years
ago? 3-4 years
ago,
yeah. Because usually Hilton, you could actually go see and talk to people and hang out. And everyone just kind of moves to the Marriott or the Sheraton.
Or to all the couches over by reception.
The reception.
In the Hilton.
Oh,
it's
kind
of over. It kind of is okay. But the Marriott is much better, I would say, as Marriott's far as better. Like wanting to just chill and hang out with people. Yeah. So, yeah, that's just that's another general BlizzCon.
People say the Hilton party's great. It's not.
No.
Well, we're old, though. If we're, maybe in, our early 20s, want to whoop it up.
I'm into the club vibe, though, and I don't like it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And also, the drinks are really expensive, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Drinks are super expensive.
Notoriously expensive.
Go to CVS pregame. I didn't tell you that.
Didn't say that at all. Talk about video games, Jim.
Yeah. Thursday, basically there's two things. Badge pickup you'll want to do. Check the schedule.
Do you have the times yet?
Yeah, they are up here somewhere.
And I feel event like with badge pickup, you don't have to be there early, but an hour or two into it would probably be fine. You also don't want to be there late, if you can help it.
Okay, badge pickup is from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
on Thursday.
On Thursday, that is out in the Sheraton parking lot. I would say unless you're really, really wanting to get your badge, I would just go midday.
Unless
you're really anxious to get your badge for some reason. And just a reminder that you are getting a wristband as well. Do not cut this thing off.
And don't put it too tight.
Don't get it too tight.
Don't get
lose it. They will not replace it. They are being very, very...
Well, it has the RFID on it,
right? Yeah, it has RFID on it, so you're going to tap in and tap out, I believe.
Just tap out.
Yep.
Exactly. Just do not break it.
Tap in and tap out. We've been to a couple conventions where that's been a thing.
It was normally in the lanyard.
It was in the badge itself.
WonderCon, I think,
wasn't it? WonderCon did it. That was fun. Actually really liked it. I thought it worked well.
It smooths the process a lot easier.
I think it makes it a little bit faster to get people in there.
It was, because you don't have to say, hey, show this, show that. You literally just tap your wrist.
Do not lose the wristband. Community has told me that under no circumstances will the wristbands be replaced.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, just keep them on.
That's scary.
They're definitely, waterproof-ish. Resistant? Like they're not going to get ruined by water.
Oh yeah, they better
is a thing.
Yeah, yeah, for paying money. For
I mean, this is the same similar technology as music festivals use.
Okay, so, yeah. So if it's good for Coachella, why not good for us?
Yep.
If it's been, see, but yeah, go during like lunchtime. Hopefully, it's not too busy. Be prepared if it's going to get hot. We don't know if it's going to be tented, if there's going to be fans. I pray and hope it is. Mm-hmm. Bring water for that. You might be in a line. Have your ID. Have your driver's license or whatever ID works for you. Have your email barcode, right? It's all in Access.
Yep. Yeah. Get the Access app because that barcode
screenshot
actually.
It.
Don't screenshot it because
it
changes every 60 seconds. So you'll need to
make sure you have it downloaded.
Yeah. Also, those of you who opted for the Portal Pass for Benefit Dinner, you get to pick that up at Catalina Room 5 at the Hilton. So, yeah, go do that. That's Thursday. The other big thing, Blizzard is actually having some stuff go on outside of the convention center, as well as inside the convention center on Thursday. They're kicking things off a day earlier with a pregame festivities welcome to BlizzCon get together in the plaza outside the convention center. So I think that's where the food trucks usually are.
Yeah.
I imagine. From 9 to 5, it's going to be pretty casual, it sounds like. Giving just people a place to meet up, enjoy some food and drinks, and do a ready check before the main event begins Friday morning. I also read somewhere that they're going to have kind of those tables set up that they have in Darkmoon Fair for pin trading. So that's why I kind of mentioned
that.
Oh,
like that. The barrels
and stuff? Yeah. So they'll have pin trading stuff, I'm sure, going on as
that
well.
That makes sense.
So,
well, that happens anywhere. You
cool
just give
stuff,
some people
yeah.
the floor space and they'll
yeah.
sit down and do it.
Yeah. So that's a little bit different from last year.
Yeah. Well, normally they would have like an event or an occasion
yeah.
during the con outside, like Diablo announcement or some Warcraft where we got those cups, beer sampling.
I think they'll do that this year, because it's the big Warcraft anniversary this year.
Is it?
It's the 15th,
oh, yeah.
remember? We got the
thing.
We got the statue.
The thing. It's so pretty.
Yeah.
Did you open yours?
Yep, I opened mine.
Okay.
But yeah, there's that, as well as, clearly I'm not a part of this, but the Ladies of BlizzCon Facebook group is having a photo op at 2:30 on the fountain.
Yeah, if you're a lady and you're going to BlizzCon, you should join the Facebook group.
Yeah.
It's a fun Facebook group. It's a lot of people, like, it's some of the girly stuff. Like, what's your hair going to look like? What manicures are you getting? What's your cute outfit going to be? To recommendation of, like, hey, my friends aren't going to be there. I want to hang out with someone. And it's just a nice place to have, like, women gather. And we can always laugh about how the boys' line to the bathroom is so huge.
Yeah, that's the other thing we didn't mention. The guys' line to the bathroom is generally longer
awful.
Than the woman's
oh, yeah.
bathroom line.
We relish
which is
that
funny.
Fact. And it's also active during the con, too. So if something happens, you can always post on it. It's just a nice way to talk to people at a con. With just ladies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like it. It's
yeah.
fun.
And those of you who got the Portal Pass, make sure to take advantage Thursday night. You get to go to Darkmoon Fair from 4 to 8 p.m. So that's
fun.
Pretty cool.
Buy your pins. Buy
yeah.
your
get some
plushies.
Pins early and stuff like that.
I'm going to get the plushies.
I know a couple of collectors who are like super hardcore into collecting stuff. They bought the Portal Pass because of that.
They have the
so
fun.
They'll have fun. I'm sure they'll have fun. I mean, for a lot of people, this is like the one time a year they kind of splurge a bit.
That's true.
Yeah.
They're adults. They have jobs.
The big thing, though, and disclaimer that I'm kind of a part of it, Con Before the Storm, which is powered by Wowhead this year, which means there's technically no Wowhead party.
I was going to ask
just,
you that.
Yeah, it's just they combined it, basically.
But the Wowhead party was actually really good last year.
I know.
It was sad. It was actually really well like organized.
So Con Before the Storm will just be bigger this year.
Okay.
Is
so maybe
they're
blend
taking,
them.
They're taking over all four of those ballrooms.
Yeah.
Where Calm Before the Storm was last year and the Wildwood Party was right next to you.
It was one
basically
wall.
They're gonna get rid of that entire wall.
Okay.
So it'd be one giant room.
They're breaking the wall.
Okay. They're breaking the fourth wall.
Okay.
World of Podcasts will still be in the same spot across the way.
Okay.
That's a lot of my friends will be there.
Storm, right?
Well, it's part of Calm Before the Storm.
Oh,
it's always been a
okay.
part of it. A lot of my friends will be there.
Mm-hmm.
If you're interested in kind of hearing some of the biggest names in podcasting, talk about everything Blizzard. Go check that out. Calm Before the Storm. Google it and find out the schedule for the podcast, because I don't have that up and I don't want to go through every single thing
it's,
there.
It's a lot of fun, too, because you get to see a lot of your favorite podcasters or podcasters you don't even know talk and hang out and interact with each other, either in front of the mic or behind it, especially. So it was a lot of fun to see, like, oh, I know that person, and they're in the panel with this person, and, like, their chemistry is really fun. Mm-hmm. And that's where I feel like with panels, if the combination of people is worth watching,
yeah,
go see it. Go in person.
And what I think is interesting this year, I don't think I had this last year, but they have an actual host for the entire night.
That is
And
new.
A musical guest. If you musical remember guest. 2 years ago, I want to say, Jay the Bard, the yes. guy with the guitar.
He was so cool.
He was awesome, yeah. So he'll be doing music stuff. So
that's exciting.
I actually brought up the schedule just so we can go over this really quick. There's a kind of general Blizzard panel. Garrett Weinzel, Perculia.
It's so unique.
From Wowhead.
Yes.
Taryn Gregory. I'm surprised they got a Blizzard employee to actually
sit on this panel.
He does a lot of community stuff, though. G.R. Cook, really good friend of mine. I love that guy. Thirst is a podcaster. She's been doing a lot of really good
That's
stuff. Dread Scythe, he's a really cool guy that I've worked with at BlizzPro. He's super smart.
I know he is,
with all the Diablo stuff, so I'm really excited to see all of them on that panel. Hearthstone has a pretty big lineup. There's only, I feel bad because I only know two of these people.
With Hearthstone? Well, you haven't dived into as much.
Yeah. Jocelyn Kearney, Mage of Death, Andrew Brown, Nicholas Dektek Wise. He's part of BlizzPro. We actually met up with him at the Hearthstone event we went to last year.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We met in the press room. Yeah. Bodicus and Steve Lubitz. So, lots of good people. Mm-hmm. Overwatch, we have Totally Drunk. I was on the panel with him 2 years ago. I've been on Heroes Never Die a couple times with them. Ramses, Miralina, Edinar, D, and Blevins. They're all really established people in the Overwatch scene. So if you're curious about Overwatch stuff, definitely check that out. All their predictions will be there. This is one of the big ones. WoW BFA. So they're actually separated between Classic and BFA. So there's two separate panels for this.
Yes.
Pat Crane, Towley, Max, the GM of Limit, which was the guild that got second place in the world race. Raven, Shoeboots, and Jason Lucas will be doing the WoW BFA one. Warcraft Classic. This should be a fun one, too. Josh Corbett, Athelas, Platinum, Melderon, Def Camp, and Isle. So there's lots of good content. So yeah, that's all going from basically 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. And this is the other thing, which I thought was kind of funny. It's sponsored by Medieval Times, and approximately between the panels, starting at 7:15, there will be a live dueling courtesy of Medieval Times.
No.
So we're making WoW come to life here.
They're going to have a duel at Hilton?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
The other thing
that's will they be serving chicken legs?
I hope so. That would be cool. Great. No forks and knives.
Do we have flags?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have flags.
The other cool thing to check out is the fan art gallery. There's a lot of really cool artwork there.
So cool.
Bring
your camera and like zoom in and just bid. Because I think they're for sale, aren't they?
They do raffles.
Get in on there. I missed the raffle, and I was so sad about it.
I don't know if they're all taken up so far, but if they're not, check out Calm Before the Storm social media. Okay. There'll be ways to enter there.
You can do that for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Photo booth. Make some memories.
Aw, photo booths.
Community vendors. I know this is something you've always checked out every year.
Is my person there again?
I don't know.
T-Bish, I follow on Etsy. And gorgeous work. A lot of them have Etsy stores. Moon and Bean. I have several bracelets and keychains and earrings from her. Ladies of BlizzCon also has a booth of merchandise of t-shirts and everything. I've seen them post on the Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, there's more than more?
Yeah, there's a whole lot. This could because they get a bigger venue, they get a lot of more.
The Geek Emporium?
A lot more stuff.
No.
Yeah, stickers. So all sorts of good stuff. Stickers. Perler bead stuff. I mean, there's something for everyone here. I definitely recommend checking it back up.
Okay. That is amazing. Yeah. So you can definitely, and bring cash if you want to do cash. Most of them take card.
Yeah. Most of them take card, but sometimes they don't.
It's just easier to have cash with them sometimes, but yeah, there's shopping as well. Con Before the Storm, which I always go to and just leave you to talk to people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to list everyone here, but there is a meet and greet from, there's block, 1 hour blocks from, starting at 6 to 7, and usually the earlier ones kind of have the heavy hitters.
Taryn Gregory
at 6 o'clock. I'll call it somebody. Sorry if I don't mention you. There's just too many of you.
From Final Boss TV, I would like to see.
Yeah.
Jay the Bard's going to be there.
Uh-huh.
Warcraft Radio is pretty good.
The Calm Before the Storm organizers, they will have a meetup at the same slot, the 6 to 7. Go say hi to them. Thank them for all their hard work. I know they work their butts off throughout the year to put this together. And I know this year was especially kind of challenging because of the whole incorporating Wowhead and figuring all that out.
Oh, yeah. You're having separate people join on one event.
Yeah. Seven to eight. This is probably the AAA list of people.
Oh, yeah.
You have Tally, his wife. I think they're married. I don't remember. Lil Boo, Celestion from Blizzard, Hazelnutty Games, Cupcake, an Overwatch streamer.
Yeah.
Malik Forte, who also, he just recently got married. I don't know if you saw that on Instagram. Yes.
I gotta see pictures of that. I want to see his suit.
Yeah. And I like how I said I wasn't going to talk about everyone.
We're going to a small list.
Mitch Leslie, Overwatch League caster. Robert Kirkby. Hexagrams, another Overwatch League caster. Eric Longquist, another Overwatch League caster.
Yes.
Matt Morello, Mr. X, another Overwatch League caster. Jen Lemon Kiwi, she is a Tier 2 Overwatch League caster. So if you don't watch any of the Academy or Contender stuff, you might not know about her, but she is awesome. She's a great caster. Mofin for Overwatch League Academy. Swimmer for Overwatch League Academy. Sloop Bag. Automatic Jack. Xyronix. Tettles. They're all Warcraft people. So I'm seeing there's some blocks of people I can kind of theme them together. So these all themed together a little bit here.
It's like they designed it.
All right, all these last ones I'm going to put all in one block. Heroes Hearth. Kai Berries. Jules. Coffee Club TV, Kagiri, Tim and Nicole, also known as Heroes of Fitness, Kendrick Swish, Workhorse, Alicia Wins, and Bahamut Gaming. They are all either people who have been involved in Heroes at one point or another, or still involved in Heroes. I think all of them still broadcast.
I think so. At some point,
Heroes. I definitely know Alicia does.
I've with her amazing watched makeup. Her a couple.
Oh. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I am so jealous.
But also, like 99% sure. Yeah, this is public. Tim and Nicole, they are expecting. So congratulations to them.
That's exciting.
I'm excited to see you guys. You guys always are fun to talk to, and your positive energy is always awesome. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and if you ever wanted like a real life Arthas,
Tim is
real life Arthas.
That hair.
And what's great about it is Arthas is his favorite character in Heroes. That works out perfectly well. So, yeah, that's the 7 to 8 o'clock block.
Uh-huh.
So that's a lot of good people. 8 to 9, not necessarily less.
No, not at all.
Not necessarily less, but Bajira and Warcraft Jen will be there.
Talison
Evatel. Quell Fabulous.
Julia is going to be there. Mm-hmm. I'll be shocked if she gets there on time because she probably is swamped.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Little Sparks, if you've ever seen a Chromie cosplay,
so cute.
That is her.
She is Chromie personified. Absolutely.
Trey, Pasha, Kelton FX, Cyacat cosplay in the Guild Limit.
Oh.
So that's preheat cams. Sayori, Eric, Maximum Ruin, Willy B, Darinus, Soranan, and Twisted. So
they have this serious.
I know. They have all their. If you've ever watched esports events, you know that serious cross-armed pose.
But they're not serious. They're smiling. Yeah.
And then 9 to 10, still some really heavy hitters.
A lot of people, yeah.
Jesse Cox, TLO of Team Liquid StarCraft fame. Mm-hmm. Dilly, Method, and Sko, Jari, Panda TV, Derry, Roger Brown, Just Wait, Perfecto, Narcalese, Deep Shades, Cloud9, and their WoW Arena team, Snuts, Wealthy Man, Cubsy, and Chanimal.
I can't get over these names.
I know. Sorry. Some of them are pretty funny.
It's so esports. And then,
oh my gosh.
It's, oh, look. Who's that person? Who's that?
I don't know. 10 to 11.
You're on there.
Some of us streamers are on there. Nolly, Warcraft Stats, Lamb Bee Chops, myself.
Yourself.
DJ Tyrant, Quizzy and Pasta, Touchpad Warrior, Hey Loch Ness, Alpha Gear, The Scruffy Druid, Jedith, Kath is Rad, Jed's Blog. I've actually been hanging out in Kath is Rad stream lately.
Oh, okay.
She's fun.
And
she is going to be bringing the last dab sauce from Hot Ones. And I'm going to be trying it.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. It's going to be great. It's going to be wonderful.
I was going to be like, oh, I'll go hang out with her, but now she's dangerous. I need to pack some Tums and some Pepto in my bag. Bring medication if you don't have medication. Yeah. Advil, Tylenol, Pepsi.
Or go to the CVS if you need
it. Or go to the CVS and get some. Yeah, that'll be your saving grace.
And then the rest, Frasley, Heroes Never Die, Twisted Nether Broadcast, Club Tito's, Lawrence Some, Trap Chains, Hero Mordex, and Evo Wow.
And more coming soon.
So keep an eye on that list if you're waiting for your favorite streamer. But yeah.
What's nice is that is it still going to be in the big ballroom type of idea where you just literally go see everyone at a table? Mm-hmm. And
I think get all line. The walls are going to be down.
Oh. How will they? Well, there'll be more space. So it's mm-hmm. just like, hey, there's a table with you there. I'm just going to go say hi.
Yeah.
Get some candy if they got it, or get something signed, or that'll be kind of fun. You can also see and talk to them, get a picture taken if you want to. It's very casual, and it's open to the public, right? There's no
ticketing, no anything needed. You can just walk up. You don't even need a BlizzCon pass.
That's really nice. Yeah. Yeah. Especially when you want to buy the things.
Yeah, definitely check that out.
Yeah, that's just that they actually merge all together, and it's in the Hilton. It's right next to BlizzCon. The DJ will be there.
But so we'll be away from the DJ.
Well, we're still upstairs. Sound travels.
We're far enough away.
I hope so. You can still feel it.
But really quickly, so we're about an hour here.
We are.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Talking about the panels we're kind of most looking forward to. For me, on Friday, I'm curious what's going to be in that Heroes Update panel. Because obviously things have been pretty quiet with Heroes of the Storm lately because of the reduced emphasis on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the reduced people on it. Any of those coming soon panels, like I mentioned earlier, WCS StarCraft is mm-hmm. going to be going on that day. All one day, they're doing the entire top eight, so it's going to be a long day.
For what day? I'm sorry.
Friday.
For Friday.
For all day Friday. And then they switch it over to Overwatch for the next day.
That's interesting how they're doing that.
Then the other panel that I'm definitely interested in, just because gonna go support my main tank for my guild, because she'll be on the panel, is the Life at Blizzard and Culture Insights.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be an interesting panel.
It's always fun to see like how the business is run as an employee versus like a big, you know, head person at the very top, because it is a community based work environment.
You work collaborating for sure. A ton.
Let's see, and that's for Friday.
Yeah.
I don't think I have anything listed on my to-do list for Friday. It's kind of just go see what's available to purchase. See if there's any new stuff being announced, like the coming soon panels, as you said, if it's something that I'm interested in. Of course, I'm going to run there and see it. Animation, Blizzard Animation is always a lot of fun. Is that on Friday? Is this Friday what we're looking at?
Yeah.
Blizzard Animation, I always like watching because it's a lot of fun, like, stories that go behind it. And so the scenes where they put on a big screen so you can't see the details of it. But Friday, I think I'm just going to be kind of recovering from it all and just looking around at everything.
Yeah. And community night's always good, but I feel like we always just watch the replay on the virtual ticket, which ends up working out okay.
Well, and especially, too, it's like they're on a stage, or you can watch it on your big screen at your hotel room or on your computer at home. But it is one of those places that if you can go to the community night, go sit down, watch it. It is funny. The environment and people around you are hilarious. It's definitely a good experience, to say the least. Mm-hmm. And it's also like Jared was on there, and you know, you got to see him come on stage, and the reaction with everyone was just kind of like,
yeah,
huge.
There's always some fun moments.
Yes, and cringy moments. I still look at, I think back to that dance competition with
the guy who broke his leg.
Yes, almost broke his leg. Yeah, we're just freaking out.
There was that. There's the time Jay Moore rode the turtle, the Drenai turtle.
Oh, yeah. and then any Drenai cosplay made me cringe because I'm thinking they're going to fall
forward. Because those heels are just
the shoes
insane.
Are not designed for humans.
Which is interesting. We don't know who or if anyone's hosting that.
We don't.
We have no idea.
Who's it going to be?
Yeah. They had Darren DePaul last year, who I thought was
so
fantastic.
Good. Oh, he's so good. I love him.
I think he would be good again.
And he would totally say yes to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't know anything.
Yeah, it's very interesting. This BlizzCon has been a lot of things last minute.
Like, I don't know of any, like, community panels, like, Scott Johnson's or Geek and Sundry or voice actors. Like, I feel more unprepared than anything else, and it's a little disconcerting.
There's a Voices of Overwatch panel on Saturday.
Well, yeah, of course there's a Voices of Overwatch panel. But, like, I want to see the World of Warcraft one. I want to see, mm-hmm. I don't know. It feels like there's a lot less. But then there's, like, empty spaces.
Yeah.
Which is what's, you know, giving me hope. Let's see. So what were we looking at for Saturday?
For Saturday, I'm actually, I didn't even realize this was a panel until we started prepping for this show. Is they're having a preview of Overwatch League 2020, which I think is going to be really interesting because this is the first year that they're localizing everything. Everyone is hosting their own games. Every team is hosting the games in their region. And I'm really interested to see what they're going to do with that. It does say it's a Watchpoint season preview, so I'm wondering if it's just like an episode of Watchpoint where they're just going to talk about who's a good team, who's going to be good.
And how Gladiators are better than Valiant.
Yeah, I don't even get me started on that. I'm like inches away from not being a Valiant fan.
No, we just bought all this stuff.
I know. Yeah. They've pissed me off.
Oh, no. We'll talk later.
All right, yeah.
I don't want to air that.
No, that'll be fun to check out, though. I'm looking forward to that. I'm also looking forward to the Stay a While and Listen panel.
Yeah, that's
always
sure.
a really good panel to check out because it's Blizzard veterans kind of talking about just funny stories or how they got started or challenges they've had in their career.
Mm-hmm. Especially how they even collaborate on some stories. Mm-hmm. Like, Christy Golden is in that one, and she's had a lot of times where she's like, I'm in a meeting, and I bring up this idea, or someone else brings up an idea, and we all just talk about it, and we talk to someone else, and then this new story arc for a questline comes around.
So what's interesting about Christy Golden, I feel like, is that she is awesome, by the way, first of all.
And super friendly.
And, yeah, and if you see her, definitely say hi. Yeah,
she loves it.
She loves talking to people. Even if you talk about her non-Blizzard stuff,
she'd love to hear from you. Oh, yeah, she's like
Star Trek and Star Wars. She wrote the Battlefront 2 mm-hmm. book. But yeah, the funny thing about Christy Golden is that while she's only worked for Blizzard for, like, full-time for Blizzard for a year
three years,
it feels like she's been working them for
she's been with them
forever.
A long time, yeah.
Because she's always done story work for them as kind of a freelancer thing, but now she's full-time. So I'm really looking forward to her perspective. Maybe she'll talk about that transition from being on the outside working mm-hmm. for Blizzard into working full-time, completely involved and enveloped in the Blizzard story stuff.
Well, and she talked a little bit about last panels that, or some interviews I've seen her in, where she's like, yeah, it was very much I'm bugging someone to give me information when I was a mm-hmm. freelancer, but now, since I'm in the house with the people creating the things, it's a lot more collaborative. And
yeah, for sure.
And I just love her writing because it's so personable. Like, you get to see how Arthas feels or how Thrall feels that you never really thought about through the whole story arc. And so good.
Yeah,
so good.
No, it's great. And then Monty Kroll, he's a guy who's been at Blizzard for ages.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't checked out the kind of little videos that they put out on WoW Classic, he's in a couple of those. Definitely check out. And if you know of the elusive Crawl Blade, a epic sword that drops randomly in the world in Classic, that's based off him.
Okay.
It's his name. So that was a sword I was looking for a very long time and never got in Classic.
Back in the day?
Back in the day. Like, back in the day.
Oh.
I mean, okay. I'll still look for it now in Classic.
Okay. Good for you.
But yeah, it's another veteran. And then Dave Kosick. He's a really cool guy. He's really eccentric. We've actually interviewed him before Missa Pandaria, I believe.
Oh.
He was one of the two people we interviewed.
That was a long night. Yeah.
Dave Kosick, he actually recently moved from the WoW team to the Hearthstone team.
Oh.
And I'm curious if he'll talk about how it kind of the differences between the two, maybe?
Well, yeah, because Hearthstone definitely in each expansion. Oh, a Hearthstone expansion. Duh. That'll be another thing they'll release. Yeah, they talk about how they have their own storylines, and that's where I feel bad that I haven't had a chance to play each of their storylines or expansions, because there is a story.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Indiana Jones one, or the Mafia one with Gazakhstan. Mm-hmm. All that stuff that I want to dive into, but I just don't have the time.
Yeah. And this was something I mentioned when I was on Well Met on Friday, that definitely the single player stuff has seen a noticeable improvement since he moved on to the team.
Oh, it feels like
Hearthstone. Yeah.
Okay. I say that wrong. Yeah.
No, I do too all the time.
Yeah. As I
Hearthstone. Yeah. Definitely check out those.
Let's see
what else. You had anything lore related?
Yeah, anything lore related. if it's StarCraft or Overwatch or anything related to the story of the game, I want to go see it in person, because it's so nice to see the authors like wheels turning and they explain things. Then there's the writers' room building the worlds of Blizzard, and that is very cool because they'll talk about how maybe one game will influence another game. And then when Heroes is going on, they would talk about how this artwork from the Heroes of the Nexus inspired this type of thing. So it's just, it's one thing where it's an experience to be in the same
room.
I don't want to say room, but yeah, like in super proximity of them, because I just love the stories. Like, I play a video game to hear the stories. That's why I love WoW so much. Overwatch, I want more story-driven stuff. Hopefully that comes out. Diablo, I love the story, not so much the replayability. I don't care about your Pantheon levels or whatever those
Paragon.
Are. Paragon levels. But I
want. Hopefully that will be something that disappears in Diablo 4.
Is that what you're wanting?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure, I don't
There's
want
too much power level tied in it. With it.
I believe it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anything with, like, that's a cool event to go to in person, I want to go see. But then even then, too, like, going and seeing the, what's it called? The Mythic Dungeons.
Yeah.
When is that Friday or Saturday?
Those are on Friday, it looks like. Yeah, okay. So on Friday all day at the Warcraft tournament stage is the Mythic Dungeon Invitational.
All day?
All day.
Maybe I'll be there most of the time.
Yeah. But yeah, if you've ever wanted to see kind of the top people tear through like plus 18,
or
plus 20, plus 21.
And have it increase with them keys, every time they wipe. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a lot of fun. Like, that's probably, like, I wasn't really interested in WoW esports until Mythic Dungeon really came out.
And the Hogger.
And that's something we can both watch and enjoy, I feel like.
Exactly.
But the other big thing, and kind of the question mark, even though it's listed here, is Closing Entertainment.
What is it? When will it happen? I don't know.
It'll happen. I think.
What will it be?
I think it's going to be very similar to last year, where there are three different acts.
That was nice.
I think that was good.
Yeah, it was nice to have.
Obviously,
options.
100% of people weren't happy, but you got 90% of people pretty happy, I would say.
Well, I think especially
because they got something that they would be interested in seeing.
Yeah, and it's something that it's like, if you are still wanting to check out BlizzCon, go check out BlizzCon. You don't have to go to the closing.
Oh, that was the other thing I had in the notes we didn't talk about, but we can just mention it here. This is probably the best time to go play the demos if you're interested in playing demos.
Yeah, absolutely. Because a lot of people, a good third at least of the convention's going to go see a show. You can go run around and play games multiple times. Maybe go see if there's some last minute stores you want to go shopping at. Mm-hmm. The demo station, I'm assuming, is going to be very busy the whole time.
It'll be the busiest right after the announcements, because everyone's going to rush over to play the new games.
And if you really want to go play a game, they're probably going to be simulcasting the announcements on the big screens. Like, I think we were watching.
Yeah, if you're wanting to play Overwatch immediately after, go watch the opening ceremony in the Overwatch area.
Yes.
Sit in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And then bolt out of there and get in line as soon as you can.
Yeah, and that's a nice part too, is that we were watching, I think, the closing ceremonies while we were in line to play Reforged.
Yeah.
And so I remember, like, looking up and, like, waiting to get in line and just looking up at the screen. And it was kind of nice to be able to multitask in that way. Because they know they're a lot of stuff you have to cram in 2 days. Mm-hmm. And that's the time to do it.
Yeah. And I think that might be it for our tips and tricks over the years of attending BlizzCon. Any closing thoughts or anything that you think we might have missed?
Oh, hygiene, drink water, shower, bring some like body spray or cologne or perfume. Even the little roller balls are nice.
Apply lightly,
consistently and lightly. And just be pleasant. That's probably the biggest thing. I think a lot of people, they want to be pleasant, but when they're cranky and they're tired and they're overwhelmed, a lot of people get
aggro.
Yes, they can have yes, exactly. And so try to be optimistic. There's always going to be another BlizzCon. There's always going to be a chance to buy that one thing that you forgot. They'll probably have it on the store later on. Or there's eBay or something like that within 3 months and people are going to just want to sell it at cost. Yeah. They won't care anymore. Be prepared to be disappointed and let it go. A la Frozen. Because that was why my frustration with the Dark Moon Fair is mm-hmm. that I would be disappointed that I really wanted to get this one thing and I would be holding that grudge the entire time. So that's kind of my advice. Just have fun when you can and enjoy it. Because it's just, you know, a convention for one company.
Yeah, for sure. But I think the most important thing is to have fun.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself.
Like, we're all fans of this game for a reason. Like, we all threw down, like, $200-something, right?
Mm-hmm.
For a ticket. And you're paying for the hotel. You're paying for the transportation. And maybe make some friends. And, oh, don't lose friends. If the party wants to split, let the party split. This is not Dungeons & Dragons. You do not have to stay around together.
Yeah, you don't have to stay together.
Yeah, it is okay to split. It is okay to come back and meet up later on. Just try to, deep breath. Do a calming app, maybe, and drink water. Please drink water.
Yeah, definitely drink water.
Don't pass out. There's no money if you pass go.
No, that's true.
Looking for a throw at it, too?
Yeah, looking for someone to throw it to. But yeah, that's going to be it for this episode of the Nexus. Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for coming by something at the stream and even listening live.
What we're
going to be doing at BlizzCon. It's kind of a rough idea. We are going to be live streaming kind of the opening part of the show. And since we are press, we get to go get in a little bit early. So we are going to see if we can find any computers with their monitors turned off, which we found in the past.
I'm not searching. I'm not breaking any rules and get kicked out.
No, I'm not breaking any rules. Mm-hmm.
No, but we're going to try to do some streaming. it might be some stuff before the convention on, like, Wednesday. It's on you, Tuesday or Wednesday. Thursday, we'll be streaming what and when we can. Friday, same idea. If we think this is a cool thing and you want to stream it, we'll turn on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Come say hi. I will at least know where Jimmy is if I'm not with him.
Yeah.
Because we usually do split up just because we want to go do our different
things. We do different things, yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, tweet any ideas if you have anything you guys want to see. At your Twitter handle, not mine.
At DJ Tyrant, and I will say if you have any burning Diablo questions, please send them my way.
I
will be talking to some Diablo people on Friday.
Yeah, so if you have any questions or ideas, send them now his way, and we'll comb through them and see what we can ask and cannot ask on Friday.
Yep.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
For sure. But yeah, that's the Nexus episode 3. We are going to sign off for now. Yep. And we'll see you next time. Make sure to follow the podcast, anchor.fm/the-nexus. And also available on all the major podcasting platforms. If you have any questions, hashtag Nexus Podcast on Twitter. And I will be happy to answer those. But we'll see you next time. And those of you watching live, we will send you off to a friend. But that's going to be it for Nexus. See you guys next time. Thank you guys so much.
Bye.
Bye.